This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Oktoberfest parties. We had 350 Brewing's Punktoberfest. We had Beguile and Dovetails Oktoberfest Bursary Party. And then we have a bunch of beer news to run through at the end of the episode. So let's do this. Let's jump in.
These last 3 weeks of the week, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are getting our barley wine on today.
So nice, man. You know, I was having a shitty day. It started raining when I got to the studio. And, you know, things are all better now. It's like a magic eraser, this fucking barley wine. It's great.
I know you love your barley wines, and barley wine season is kind of ramping up here.
Yeah, man. That's what I was saying, man. We were at the BCS thing. It's like, there's no way I could take the BCS, like a full BCS on my own, just drink it solo. It's just, you know, those things are 500 calories per bottle if you listen to Tom Corder that back in the day. But the barley wine is a different situation.
You could take only like 480 calories.
You say those 20 calories, you can drink the whole thing. It's great.
But we're drinking not Goose Island barley wine or any Bourbon County. We're drinking the 350 Brewing Don't Pick Up Hitchhikers.
Yeah, man. Brad, full of surprises as usual, found himself at fucking Tilly Park this weekend. Hey, so this was their Oktoberfest beer, right?
They had an Oktoberfest. Okay. I'll get into the event here in a minute. But okay, they did have an Oktoberfest. This was some sort of bottle release because they were given samples of it. And I was like, oh, can I get a bottle? And like, oh, are you on the list? I was like, first off, I didn't know this beer existed, and I didn't know there was a list. So I was like, no. Like, okay, it's $12 to buy a bottle because I'm sure they had plenty of it.
Yeah. They did a good job with this, man. I like the, you know, the wax, the orange pumpkin wax with like some little flakes in it, mm-hmm. man. It's a 12.5% autumn spiced barley wine. You know, big, creamy, molasses, pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Big beer. It's nice. It's nice though.
Yeah, this has all the things you would imagine from the Atom Smasher. I haven't had that from Two Brothers in a long time.
Yeah,
I believe that one might be aged in the Fooders. But this has a lot of those same flavors. It's that smashed pumpkin kind of just autumn flavors you want.
Yeah, it's something you could save for a year, mm-hmm. and it would still probably be
mine didn't good. Even make a week. I was like, let's do it. Otherwise, it would be one of those beers we're going to open on our cellar things on the YouTube channel where it's just like, oh, here's a 2018, 5 years later.
Yeah, but this is right where I want to be right now. Mm-hmm. This barley wine. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so 12.5%. It packs a punch. If you did pick up a bottle, hopefully you either picked up two so you can drink one now this season and maybe sit on one for a year and see what it tastes like. But if this makes it to stores, I don't know where their stuff makes it really.
You know, I'm thinking about it, like I might have gone there once maybe 3 years ago. But this is other than that one time going there, I haven't had their beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you might be able to pick this still up at the tap room in Tinley Park. But yeah. But then diving into this Punktoberfest, it was called. It's even right on the bottle here. It was their Punktoberfest. I think this beer was just released for that.
They are known for the party, right? Like I know across the street at like the Tinley Park Convention Center, they throw a big annual festival over
there. Oh, really?
Like every summer.
Oh, cool.
And then this popped up in one of my feeds a lot before it happened, mm-hmm. Punktoberfest.
Yeah. So our buddy Justin Maynard, he's over there now.
Yeah, man.
And this is a perfect fit for him.
Yeah.
Coming from his days of Riot Fest and just being a huge music fan and like event planner like this, for 350 to be like, yeah, we're going all in on this kind of image.
Yeah.
Seems right up his alley.
Yeah, that's true. I think before he joined the guild, I think when I met him, he was heavy into the hanging out with the Riot Fest boys and doing something in some capacity over there. And we know he likes to party. Beer Pass veteran, Justin Merritt. He's been on like maybe 2-3 times.
I think so, yeah. So this was a 2-day event down in Tinley Park. And this happened at the new production brewery.
Okay.
So I threw in the GPS, the 350 tap room. And then I got over there. I was like pulling up. I was like, man, there's a... There's supposed to be a party here. There's not a lot going on. So I had to, check the Instagram where they were throwing up all the posters and, you know, re-put the address. It was around maybe like 2 minutes away.
So you went to like the original tap room?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was really just right around the corner. And it's their new production brewery. This whole event was inside of that. Yeah. It's not up and running yet, Justin said. That it's should be soon, and this should help them meet the demand. Like they're having a hard time keeping up with the demand for their beer. They're self-distributing right now, and just like for bars and things like that, they don't even have really bottles or cans. They will have cans, he said, at the new one.
So that makes sense that you don't really just like see them. Like I see them in Tinley at those at other breweries around Tinley.
Because I asked him, he's like, "Oh yeah, we're having trouble meeting up with demand." I was like, "Where's your stuff? Like, what demand is there?" Because I don't, I don't see. Not to be like,
it's not a diss. It's just like where we go, we don't see.
I don't see your beer.
But it makes sense if their focus is just like, because Tinley is probably like maybe 25, 30 miles south of downtown.
Yeah, so. And there's three breweries in that town.
Yeah,
but. It's a good size population. And I'm sure they get some spillover from people that go to concerts and stuff, maybe get there early, do something like that. But so they're having trouble meeting demand, and then they got this new space. It's a good size space, I took a few pictures of it, threw it up on our Facebook page. But yeah, it was pretty fun event and getting a chance to check this out. Like, I don't know how much they're going to use for brewing versus packaging and where everything is because it was set up for like a party. They may keep it kind of.
They may just party down.
Yeah. It may be like, oh yeah, we got to make sure we always have room to party. But I got there early on Saturday, maybe like an hour after it started. I didn't want to stay like super long because I did have to drive back. So I could only have a few beers. When I got there, I grabbed some tickets. I got the Oktoberfest. They were doing boots where you could pay, I think, $10 for the boot, and then it was $5 to refill it versus like $5 for every pint or glass you wanted. So it was a better deal, but I didn't need a boot. Then they were doing like events all throughout the day, and then there was bands later in the day. The first event was their pumpkin tossing contest.
Oh man!
They were just chucking pumpkins off the loading docks.
Pumpkins can get pretty big in size.
All these pumpkins were the same size or same weight. They said some of them were like different sizes, so you could just pick them and chuck them. The winner got 2 tickets to Virtue Cider, like, I don't know, like a private tour sort of thing. Then
did you jump in? You're like, I'm next. Where's my sign up sheet for this pumpkin
talk? I should have, but I needed a friend there to like root me on to do this. So I just took some pictures of people throwing pumpkins. Really, I probably should have because I could have just done it and been like, who's that guy? He like didn't even make it very far. But I took some pictures, threw those up on our socials. And then from there, they started doing bingo. And then that's kind of when I rolled out. I was like, not into this bingo scene. I was hoping maybe see a band, but they were coming up later.
Okay.
And the crowd there, it was starting to fill out. If you've ever been to any sort of punk show or house party thing in the suburbs, it's those kind of people. Okay. It's like... They got their Subhuman patches on, their jean jackets, their
Doc Martens, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit of that. But it was cool. I definitely felt maybe a little older too, but that could have just been the time of the day I was there. It was like the middle afternoon.
And
there was kids running around. They had face painting happening for the kids, and just a bunch of beers on. Virtue Cider was pouring some stuff.
I'm guessing if you're a brewer out in like Tinley or Orland or nearby Mokena, like They seem to like, well, off the expressway off 80, there's that sign by 350. It says, "Thank you for visiting Beer Country. Come again."
Oh, really?
And when you think about all these places that are out there, man, there's got to be. I mean, there's a ton of drinkers out there, man.
Mm-hmm. You got Soundgrowler, you got 350, and you got
Hailstorm.
Hailstorm, yeah.
Yeah. Doc's, the barbecue joint with like 100 whiskeys, they got like 60 beers on tap.
Oh, man.
There's Crafted, which is also a craft beer bar out there with another like over 50 mm-hmm. on
That's
tap.
That's that husband and wife team?
No, you're thinking of the empty bottle?
Oh,
or is it the open bottle?
Open bottle.
Probably, because empty bottle is a music place.
Yeah.
The open bottle, which is across street from 350.
Okay.
That's the husband and wife place. Yeah. They got a cool scene out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And no, so I have never been to the tap room. You've been there.
Yes.
What Justin said, it's tiny.
Yeah, it's probably no bigger than the office here.
So like 1,000, 2,000 square feet kind of thing.
Yeah, and the brewery is just kind of hanging out like behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like actual like space to sit down and eat, I think they have a kitchen too.
Okay.
But it's not very big.
Okay. Yeah, and it's in a strip mall.
And it's in a strip mall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right at Harlem and like. 175th and Harlem, I'm guessing, something like that. 183rd and Harlem, one of those.
Sounds about right. So that was a cool little stop. I'm glad I made it to it and got to kind of see their new spot as it's getting built out. Would love to, you know, sync up with Justin or get him on. And I think the owner is Todd.
Okay.
I forget the last name.
Yeah, because I think 350, because I know Eric Fizer used to work out there. And he's at like rock bottom. He actually won for Pro Am at GABF this year. Oh, but they were saying like 350 is like a reference to like their college days.
Oh, okay.
Like where they came up with the concept, the address of wherever they were staying
was 350. Okay.
So they were just kind of like working title ended up being just like the name.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to kind of see what they do with their beers too. Like never having any of their beers until now.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
I'm enjoying this Barley Wine.
And if we can get cans, I'm down.
Right on.
Cool. So from there, then I got in my car and I drove to Oktoberversary.
Okay. Now this is the Beguile Dovetail joint weekend bash, right?
Right. October party / anniversary party, but I wasn't quite clear on whose anniversary on this.
That was actually going to be my next question.
Because I thought... They had their anniversary party like in Labor Day weekend, but
Oktoberversary, Oktoberfestversary,
Oktoberfestversary,
Oktoberfestiversary.
Okay,
it's a lot.
So is there Oktoberversary? I don't know. Not sure.
But there's beer from Beguile and Dovetail.
Yeah.
And their neighbors.
Right.
Okay.
And so they block off. Not the street next to the train, but like sort of their like their streets that kind of jut into Ravenswood, and then sort of like a parking lot area, and then they have beers in this garage facility that Beguile is pouring. Mm-hmm. Beguile was doing every hour was like a new tapping of something. I don't know. Dovetail wasn't doing that because they don't have that many options, but they had a bunch of beers on that you don't usually see and a few others that were kind of new. I had their white ale, which hadn't seen that one from them before.
Okay.
And then, just a lot of beer from Beguile because they, you know, they crank out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the, because you were going to work on the IG stories, and I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm like, dude, there's a lot of stuff on here that if I was at this thing, I probably would have tried to get at. Like the Pina Colada Picnic Island. The fucking people say good things about their barley wine, Beguile's barley wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Vanilla Snooze Button. That sounded good. It's from Russian Imperial Style with vanilla.
My buddy, he almost got that, and then he was like, I got places to go.
Yeah.
I can't be doing
these
that.
These things put you on your ass.
He was rolling over to, he didn't invite me, Smiley's new production brewery.
Really?
Down the way.
Not Smiley Brothers from Evanston?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He didn't invite me. I don't know why. He was like, oh, I'm going over there. I'm friends with them. I was like, cool.
Oh, he was throwing he was throwing it out like, yeah, I'm plugged, so I'm going to have to leave you now, Brad, and go hang out with my with these beer people I have in Evanston.
All right. You know what I do here, but... Okay, see ya.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So Smiley's got a new space. 350's got a new space. Oh, this Almond Joy barrel-aged Imperial pajamas. I probably would have rocked that. So how was the setup, man? Like, is it like festival style, like little tasters like that? Or
no, you get like 12-ounce pour, okay. Like glasses, okay. Plastic cups. If you have ever been to a Beguile Dovetail party, like I said, I feel like there's one Labor Day and I went to it.
I feel like I went to a Malt Roll one that was pretty good, where it was like all six of them, and it was like a really big summer party on the other side of the tracks.
Okay. This is laid out just like the last one I went to, like the garage where the beers are. Dovetail has like a little tent area with bags set up. There is a band. There's more beer outside, porta pie. Like, it's laid out. If you've gone to this before, it's like you could blindly and drunkenly stumble your way through and be like, I know where everything is, the food trucks, and banana cart, same spot as always.
I haven't partied with them yet, man. Well, no, I take that back. They did a, this is Dovetail I'm talking about. There was a, upstairs, there was an art alley, like, of a bunch of different artists, and the party was, hey, come have some beer and then go upstairs to this like this big art festival.
Oh, okay.
So I went to that upstairs. I enjoyed that.
Oh, cool.
I haven't been back for a party.
It was nice. I stuck around just for one beer because I was already at the Punktoberfest and I had dinner with the lady planned. So right on. I was like, okay, I couldn't have gone to Smiley Brothers anyway if I was invited.
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
I was there. What'd you do for dinner? Where'd you go?
We ended up just eating around Wicker Park, popping into different places. Went to this spot called Angry Tavern, which was Trencherman. Went over to Publican Tavern.
Oh, Anchor, right?
Yeah, Publican Anchor, not Publican Tavern.
Okay.
And just, a few other spots, just getting, like, bites. Yeah. So that was fun.
Very cool. Very cool.
But that was a jam-packed Saturday for me. So
you're busy, man.
I took it easy then the next day.
I'm on my couch, and I'm like... Is Brandon Tilley Park?
Yeah. I like looked it up. I was like, all right, it's going to take me an hour. Am I really doing this? Let's go.
And he brought back the barley wine. I'm like, that dude, Brad Chmielewski, man, never. The surprises never stop with this guy, man.
But I was getting, as I'm driving out there, I'm getting in the mood. I'm listening to some old school punk rock getting out there. Or really not old school because it's like 90s. Punk rock.
You don't want to date yourself, but it is. I mean, come on. It's 90s. It's a long time ago.
Right, yeah, but it's not. I wasn't rocking like Sex Pistols, punk rock kind of stuff. Yeah,
that's true.
That's good. New, not pop punky, but new pop, new punk.
Yes. That's cool, man.
Yeah, so that was my weekend there.
A little more adventurous than mine. All
right.
I just hit all the old standbys, you know? So I was at Corridor. I picked up a crawler of a Secret Quadrant. You know, I took my bicycle to Alarmist and got some.
Nice.
You know, this is all the stuff we always do anyway. So nothing to report there. I went to Half Acre and picked on Balmoral. Picked up their black IPA, their Wet Hot Black IPA was out, and that's what drew me.
Oh, cool.
Sticky Fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sticky Fat, and I was wondering out loud, like, you know, because we did the show there, and they were saying Daisy Cutter was the third beer they ever made. And I'm thinking, like, since all the other rest of the original lineup with Gossamer and, you know, the other, they originally had like four flagships, and now
there was a Brown, Gossamer,
and Daisy, and something else. But of those, Daisy is the only one that remains. So I'm thinking, outside of Big Hugs and Daisy Cutter, like, I mean, Sticky Fat, their black wet hop IPA, has to be like one of their longest running beers.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Know? Yeah.
And I love the label, man. There's this bear coming out of hibernation. You know, first thing he sees is his hop tree, so he's got this hop oils just dripping down his face. It's a great label. I love that beer. So I got that, and I got the Original Reaper, which is a mixed four-pack tall boys of milk stouts.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it's got rainbows on each can. Each rainbow is a different color, and it represents a different variant. The rainbows have skulls at the end of each rainbow.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. It's just the whole non-committal four-pack thing. Was cool to me.
Yeah, because each one's, you don't, if you hated the, I don't know, mango one. Yeah. I don't know if there's a mango one.
No, there was one with coffee.
Okay.
Then there was another one with cinnamon and vanilla, and there's another one with toasted almonds, and then there was one blueberry. With blueberry.
Okay.
I tell you something, man. This blueberry one was dry hopped with some kind of like experimental hops, and the blue. So it ends up becoming this, like a black milkshake IPA with blueberry. Right? Mm. And that was my favorite one, right?
Okay.
The other ones, I don't know. The other ones were fine, but they weren't as good as this blueberry one. This blueberry one, I was like, man, this shit's out of sight right here, man.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, original Reaper. So. They were doing a lot of stuff that's just pub only.
Right.
Balmoral, yeah.
That at Balmoral, you can't even buy this at?
No, but I was going to say both locations.
Oh, you can get it at both. Okay. Yeah, because these are just cans that are, I don't know, just printed, like, you know, their printer labels.
Yeah.
Right? Stuck on the blank cans.
Yeah.
Kind of classic new. It's like the new bottle release, right?
Basically.
Rather than, right? Like, a bottle like this that you can print this label and stick it on. It's like, well, we got blank cans.
So let's just wrap a traditional bomber label on the can.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. It works, man. Mm-hmm. It works. But that's all I did. So nothing really new to report there. Outside of the original Reapers, those were cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. All right. Well, leading into this weekend, what do we got going on? What's happening?
Oh, man. So on Saturday, we've got the Rare and Wild Beer Fest at Field Museum. That's a 7 o'clock start. This is an eat, drink, and play event. So this is, they're the guys, I want to say they're the guys behind like either San Francisco Beer Week or LA Beer Week. They're a West Coast-based beer production company.
Okay.
And they do this party, and they do the one at Union Station. I think that's just called the Chicago Beer Fest.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're just calling this Barrel-Aged, Funky, and Sour Beers, Rare and Wild Beer Fest. Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. on Saturday the 13th.
I do not like this word rare when you refer to beer now, because look at this. We're drinking this bomber that you could potentially only get at this Punktoberfest. Is that going to be there?
And it's an annoying marketing term that, you know, these PR companies that have been hired by bars use a lot. Like, come check out this rare beer. It's annoying as fuck.
Every beer is pretty rare.
I mean, at this point, with 5,000 breweries, and this, you know, the seasonal schedules, like, there's a lot of stuff that's rare. You know, I don't know. It's right up there, as far as annoying terms goes. It's right up there. We're calling like something premium craft beer, right? It pisses me off. I'm like, it's associated with marketing a little too much at this point. Yeah.
But drinking at the Field Museum is a pretty awesome time. I've only been to two events there, and it's very cool.
It's yeah, that's a stellar location. Mm-hmm. I like that place a lot. I saw, the Field Museum, they put on, like, they had an exhibit for Sue, but then Tapling Goliath, they had they did something there, because at the time that was the only place that you could get the pseudo Sue beer.
Right, right.
Yeah. Off Color's done some beer events there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had Tooth and Claw when that was originally released.
Yeah.
Or was it just Tooth then? It might have been Tooth and Claw. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tooth and Claw. Yeah. So a lot of cool beer stuff going on at Field Museum.
Nice.
So that's this weekend.
Cross town a little bit, or not even cross town, just like right down the street, is Far and Away.
Yeah. So this is a big deal, man. This is Half Acre's inaugural fest, where they're inviting breweries that don't distribute to Chicago, right? They're inviting all the people they're cool with to come hang. So this is at the Harris Theater at Millennium Park. It's right at Randolph in Michigan. Apparently, it's a 1,500-seat theater.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got, like, you know, ballet dancers, and they have a whole schedule of, like, resident acts that perform there. So they're picking this place to party. This is two sessions. We're going to be at this.
Right.
This is one session is at noon. The other session is at 5. Yeah. There's, like, 30 breweries. Man, I wrote down all the ones I hadn't heard of, so.
Okay.
You should tell me if you've heard of them, because I'm feeling like, because, you know, we get, like, we're at 350. We get, Chicago is our region, right? Mm-hmm.
But they're going out of there. They're Far and Away, right? That's the whole idea.
Yeah. So Alvarado, and just stop me if you heard them. I'm just going to blast through the ones that I haven't heard of. Alvarado Street, American Solera, Aslin, Beavertown, Bellwoods, Bunker, De La Seine, Fonta Flora, Forest and Main, Green Cheek, Hacienda, Industrial Arts, Kane, Lawrence, the Referend Beer Blendery. You're not stopping me, Brad.
Bunker might have been the only one I like.
The Vale and Troon. Those are the ones I'd never heard of, like, ever.
Okay.
Well, no, Beavertown. Beavertown is a crew that Heineken picked up in London, and then they're, the guy who started it is Robert Plant's son from Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know any of these crews.
That's just kind of a ridiculous list. Like, I don't even know what to expect from this event because this is the first time they've done it. That's the first time we'll be there. And there's going to be so many breweries that usually we talk about, like, oh, we gravitate a little bit to the familiar beers, but then we also, like, try to seek out maybe the brewery we haven't visited in a long time or the new brewery from the suburbs that we haven't checked out yet, things like that. But this is, like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think, like, you know, it's kind of nerdy, which I'm excited about. It's downtown, which is a big deal. It's an invitational of out-of-town breweries. And, you know, when we talk about it all the time, man, whether you're on Michigan Avenue, you know, for some meeting you got to go to, or your folks are in town and they want to see the Bean. And when you get that far east, you know, your options to really have a good time on the beer side are kind of limited, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting. I hope it works out.
Yeah.
On the other side, though, I know that, you know, your Cigar Cities and Crooked Staves will be there, too. There's a ton of people that I've heard of. But, yeah, I want to say, like, oh, Jay Wakefield. Oh, but there was one that I was kind of excited about because they just did a release recently. It was Man Man. I want to say it was either Side Project or Perennial.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that came out with a big Imperial Stout.
Damn.
So, yeah, it was Perennial's Man Man Imperial Stout, which is a big release in St. Louis.
Okay.
Like last weekend.
Okay. So, cool.
Yeah, it's a chance to try a bunch of stuff. Almost like. The way you would enjoy this the way you would like a FOBAB or a great American Beer Fest.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So
getting drunk.
Getting drunk on stuff you probably never see. And then the only crews out of this list, the only crews, Kaiser Tiger and the Beer Temple are throwing their post parties. They're throwing them on Sunday. Arizona Wilderness and Crooked Stave are the two breweries that the only ones that repeat on this list that'll be at those two parties. But the Beer Temple party looks really good because they've actually got 11 breweries from this list that they're going to be pouring, and they'll have a Fanta Flora bottle release the day after this party.
Damn, okay.
So it sounds like one of those weekends where these out-of-town breweries got like this, you know, 48-hour licensing to
kind of distribute
beer. Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, we've heard of before. Like, I know Uppers and Downers did something like that. Like, hey, this temporary window.
Right.
Yeah, to come kick it, so.
Cool. So if you're a champion, you're going to roll far and away in the morning, and then a field museum in the evening.
Yeah,
do it. But
even though there's no list for the field museum thing, that's annoying me. I dug a little bit. I couldn't find a beer list to save my ass.
I think after you do Far and Away, you're not gonna care.
You're not gonna care. You're just gonna show up like, here's my $80. Let's party.
And so we'll be there in the morning session at noon. We'll be blowing up Instagram and stuff like that with photos and just letting you know what's there. So check that out.
Yeah, should be a good weekend, man. I'm excited about that.
Cool. Anything else happening, or is that about it?
No, a couple more things. There's a Bloody Mary Fest happening at Theater on the Lake.
Okay.
Theater on the Lake is right at Fullerton and Lakeshore Drive. That's where the closing ceremony for Chicago Craft Beer, Illinois Craft Beer Week was this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this Bloody Mary Fest, there's a 8:30 to 11:30 breakfast if you want to partake in that.
Okay.
But the main event is from noon to 3 p.m. Bloody Mary Fest, Theater on the Lake on Sunday.
Oh, on Sunday.
Yeah.
Too bad it's not Saturday. We could roll the Bloody Mary Fest, get some breakfast.
I can't drink Bloody Marys on Saturday, man.
What?
I can't. The only time I drink them is Sunday, man.
That's a ridiculous rule.
I'm saying. I just have no desire to drink them unless it's Sunday. I had some stupid party on some rooftop, and they Bloody Mary option. I had a couple sips. I was like, you know what?
It's not Sunday?
It ain't Sunday, man. I gotta step away from this.
What? That's...
I don't know, man.
All right.
Oh, but Brian Ferber, who used to run Beer Hoptacular,
yeah,
is running the Bloody Mary Fest. So cheers to him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also this weekend, Josh Sego is throwing another party. This is a Flossmoor Brewfest. So this is out in Flossmoor. It's a 2 to 6, 20 breweries. It's a $29 ticket. Yeah. And it sounds like this is like they're blocking off a street right in front of Flossmoor Station.
Okay. Is that Saturday? Party. Or is that Sunday?
No, that's also Saturday.
Oh, so 2 to 6. So.
Yeah, 2 to 6 on Saturday.
So overlaps kind of both sessions of the Far and Away a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't, if you lived out there, You couldn't tap that and then go to. You could tap it for an hour.
Yeah, but you don't want to waste that, right?
Yeah.
But that train gets off right there.
Dude, if this was a noon start,
yeah,
you could bang this Flossmoor party, get on that train, and get dropped off at Millennium Park in time for Far and Away.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. We need to plan these for people. Like, all right.
They're probably looking at it like normal people wouldn't do that.
No, most people just go to one event. They're not like Nick who goes to three events and or me who goes to two Oktoberfest parties.
Like a completely different ends of the town. It's more fun that way, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's also this weekend. That's actually all I got for events this weekend.
Cool. Well, then we always like to close out with some news here, some things that have been happening not only in Chicago but around the world. Right?
Right on, man.
What do we got?
Let's talk about the Chicago Marathon. Mm-hmm. That was this weekend. Goose Island made cans specifically for that party.
Okay.
So the Dry Hop 312 can, it's 26.2 miles on the can. That's the length of the race. But then also they would write your finishing time on the can, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty smart. You take a picture with your can.
Right.
It says Goose Island. Clever.
I remember the at the Clybourne Pub before the revamp, if you went to the bathroom, there was this black and white in a frame of a woman who had just run the race with a 312 in her hand, and she was just like in such a joyous pose on her face.
Yeah.
With this can after running this race. So that's a cool little twist on 312.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. There's gonna be a couple preview events on the Thursday, October 18th for Rev's Deepwood series.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is the one where this is their barrel age stuff.
The barrel age cans.
Barrel age cans, yeah.
Or the cans aren't barrel age. The beer in the cans.
The beer in the cans is barrel age. So there will be preview parties because that's next weekend. Mm-hmm. But the preview parties are on Thursday, one at Fishman's and one at Timmy O'Toole's.
Okay.
Yeah, Timmy O'Toole's is not far from Navy Pier.
Right, yeah.
So that's.
Yeah, I feel like Timmy O'Toole's used to be, or it still is. But it was like a beer place, like back in the day when Metro first started, they would go there and preview a lot of their beers.
Yeah, they would say, because we interviewed the founders guys at Timothy O'Toole's, and they would say, hey, you know, they would crush it, you know, with like all this green Miller Lite on St. Patty's Day. But then they were the number one account in the city for Stone and Founders and Three Floyds. They just, volume was the name of the game when you went to Timothy O'Toole's over there.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's cool. Also, on that day, Thursday the 18th, Hop Leaf is tapping Morning Delight, the Toppling Goliath beer you had when you went up there.
Oh, nice, yeah. That beer is awesome. If you can make it over to Hop Leaf for that, do that.
I'll probably be at that, man. Lagunitas is in the news.
Mm-hmm.
They fired 12% of their workforce, which added up to about 100 people.
Okay.
Yeah, this is over both locations, Petaluma and here in Chicago. And then Chicago Nitas is going to start brewing fucking...
Chicago Nitas?
That's what they call it when you go on the tour.
It's pretty good. All right.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. Yeah, they're going to start brewing Newcastle Brown Ale, man, at Lagunitas. Yeah, so Newcastle Brown Ale is owned by Heineken, just like Lagunitas is. So they're like, so Heineken's like, here's the deal. Fire 100 people and make room for us because we're brewing Newcastle there.
Right. So they told some people, and people were like, ah, oh, that sucks. They're like, you're fired. You're fired.
They probably announced the Newcastle thing first. Yeah. And
how do you feel about that? All right, you can leave.
Employee numbers. This employee is not down with the culture change, so put this in her file. She's fired. That sucks, man. They were all, you know, the brew bus used to always start there, you know, when they open. And, I mean, I dig that place a lot.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, and then, you know, everyone's like carefree. They're total hippies. And, yeah, this has got to be a big shift in the way they get down over there.
For sure. I can't even tell you the last time I had a Newcastle.
Dude.
That was, you saying it now was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that existed.
And then it's like the new label, got a new label for it, and it says like something like, you know, brewed with pride at Lagunitas or some shit it says like that.
That's gonna hurt.
That sucks, man.
Does that hurt? Does that help Newcastle but hurt Lagunitas? Or like what's the...
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know anybody that drinks Newcastle though. We forget that we're in this bubble.
Right.
Because we don't consider it a bubble. This is just like normal.
Right. So who buys Newcastle and then sees that and like, oh, I should pick up this Lagunitas?
Oh, yeah, right.
No one. Right?
you got to think, I don't know what the numbers are for Newcastle, but you got to think they're selling a lot of Newcastle in these streets.
They got to be, right? For them to be like, hey, Lagunitas, brew more of this for us.
Brew this for us. We need fresh. You know what we need? Somebody had a meeting at, on Wednesday morning and said, you know what we need fresh Newcastle in Chicago. That's what the fuck we need.
Weird.
A little bit.
All right. I don't know who's buying it. I've seen it on tap. That would probably be the only time I would get it, because why would I want 6 or 12 Newcastles in my fridge?
I don't know.
Says everybody.
Not my favorite story in the news. That one right there. Microphones in the news. They announced that they are apologizing for off flavors they may have in some of their beers that you've kept over the last few months. So they're offering a swap or a credit on 1, 2, 3, 4 of their beers. This is one of those crews that they're big into adjuncts, man. Mm-hmm. So 4 of these beers, they're saying, hey, we're getting reports that, you know, they turn tart when they probably shouldn't have. It mm-hmm. looks like they're all in American Imperial Stouts with adjuncts.
Stop hanging onto your beer. Drink your beer.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like, and that's why I'm kind of concerned, because all of these have, well, a lot of them have cacao nibs in them. So kind of concerned about, you know, a lot of the BCS is chocolate forward this year, but they pasteurize.
Right. Yeah.
So never mind. Scratch that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Microphone, they got 4 beers. And they're offering a credit.
That's cool that they're doing that.
That is cool. Yeah. And lastly in the news, Ravinia Brewing Company is having their grand opening this weekend.
They're doing it.
It's a real thing.
Not in Ravinia.
It is in Ravinia. It's in Highland Park.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So they're doing a grand opening at 3 p.m. on Saturday. It's a can release.
I think tacos, too.
Yeah, and it's a taco bar, too. I might actually go to that.
Nice. Do it. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, the train that takes me to Rogers Park also goes straight to Highland Park.
Mm.
So I might just leave far and away and just head up there and see what's going on. I need to get to the bottom of this. Oh, I meant to tell you. I meant to tell you that they, when we were at Finch for a 312 block party, mm-hmm. you could walk through Finch. Josh pointed out that the tap, you could see the tank for Ravinia Pills.
Finch was brewing that?
They were brewing it the whole time.
Oh. Because
we were wondering,
where is this?
Like, how is this a thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But because it said brewed in Chicago, we're like, where?
Yeah. I did notice also that Twisted Hippo had a little preview party I saw on, Facebook or something. They had an art show, and they were just like, hey, come
mm-hmm.
have some beer and check out the space. So they're getting close.
Which we need to do. When are we going to Twisted Hippo?
I don't know.
Well, you got stuff going on, so you tell me when we're going to Twisted Hippo. We need to get over there.
All right.
Oh, that's it for news.
That's it? That's it for the show. All
right.
Nick, we're not recording here. When can people how can they get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAT, Chicago Beer Pass, on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. We mentioned the Instagram and the Facebook page. Photos always going up there. We'll be sharing lots of far and away stuff this weekend. Maybe some news about what's happening at Ravinia. How are the tacos tasting? And we'll let you know all about that on those places. And the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. Check out the YouTube channel. There are beer reviews there also.
Yes.
So, yeah. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.